I'm Susan Mansfield from Boise, Idaho, and I'm 55 years old. We kind of hit some hard times, and we leased out our big home to another family so that we could get a smaller home. And so that's what we're out doing tonight, is looking for a smaller home.
I'm Jennifer Burton, a Boise resident. I never thought I would know people that had to walk away from their homes, even though they may or may not be able to make their payments. It's a good math decision to walk away from their homes. And if I were in their shoes, I would probably have to consider that myself when you're talking hundreds of thousands upside down.
I'm Ryan McKeon, architect here in town. We're designers, and so everything that happens in construction starts with us, and about a year later it gets built. We found ourselves running out of work. I don't see that changing for a while. We're just now in the process of maybe downsizing our office and going remote to cut our overhead and to remain agile.
My name is Travis Scom. I'm 33 from Richmond, Virginia, and I've lived in Boise for a year and a half. I actually just bought this house on foreclosure, and that's the only reason I was able to buy it, because so many people are foreclosing now. I bought this house for $115,000 less than what they paid for it in 2006. Half of what they paid for it in a matter of 5 years.
My name is Jennifer Stefanakos, and I'm from Boise, Idaho. I'm a native, and I am an art teacher out in Middleton. I've had a family member lose their house, and I've had people at work losing their homes or projected to lose their homes by Christmas this year. It's just really hard to stay positive on a day-to-day basis. You just have to try so hard not to let things get you down. And then those around you, you just have to figure out how you can help and help them stay positive. And it's just, sometimes there's not a lot of positive out there.